can see the way they hate. And I know better than to listen to the people who are calling us names.
Well, good morning, everyone. My name's Brian, and today is Monday, June 10th, 2024, and this is episode 716 of the Lots Project podcast, and it's titled What's Up with the Mannequins? I'll be chatting about weird things in our neighborhood, a trip to Lowe's, digging a hole, and much more. First, let's check out who's hanging out in the live chat over there in the coffee crew. Grab a cup and hang out for about an hour. Good morning, good morning, good morning. How's everybody doing today? It's Monday morning, bright and early here Monday morning. Hopefully everybody had a good weekend. We'll talk a little bit about that. Man, first, what's in that cup? In the cup this morning, we got a little white Guatemalan in my cup, and can't beat that. Rewilder Life says she's got some brewing, some Swiss processed decaf. Nice. Making biscuits for strawberries and fasting for you. Wait, who are you making the biscuits and the strawberries for if you're fasting? Good morning, Pickle Pete. How we doing? Hunter over on Twitch and Digger in early. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Back to that light Guatemalan. It is, it's a good coffee. It's good coffee. I sat there yesterday and just had to have a second press, like sitting there drinking it, enjoying it. And man, it just meant that I had to have another one. So like Guatemalan, you can get it at foodforestfarms.com. Sorry about that. Had to take another sip. Foodforestfarms.com, where you can always get awesome customer service, great prices on micro batch roasted, air roasted, clean stream air roasted coffee. And if you don't know the difference between drum roasted, air roasted, stroll back through some of the coffee episodes, listen to it, or head over to Food Forest Farms, check out the site, send a message to Brian. He is more than happy to explain everything to you, help you pick the coffee you want, the coffee that'll taste good to you. And I promise you, if you order it, you will be able to tell the difference. Always an extremely low price over at foodforestfarms.com, but you can always use a discount code LOTS10. That's LOTS10, the number 10, for 10% off your first time use coupon, one-time use coupon. LOTS10 will get you 10% off, always free shipping over there. If you've already used that coupon code, feel free to use LOTS5 for 5% off every order, all the time, every order, forever and ever and ever at foodforestfarms.com. Go over and check it out today. You will not regret it. All right. Rewilder Life says she's making the biscuits for the strawberries for her hubby because he's her favorite human. And that's the way it should be. Nothing better than to spend your days and days and days and your life with your favorite human. That's kind of the point, I think. So anyway, Monday morning, what do we got going on? I've had something on my topic list for a while now, and we've been kind of over here on the vertical feed. Got a bunch of people hanging out. Good morning, Sipping Mandidia. YouTube is gay, and Ildenak. Yeah, can't do the pronunciation, but thanks for hanging out. One's in South Africa. YouTube's gay says, hello, my fellow earthling. Random question. What is your favorite animal to eat? What is my favorite animal to eat? I don't know. Favorite. They're all pretty tasty. They're all pretty tasty for sure. Good morning, Pip. Thanks for stopping in. Anyway, I've had this topic on my list for a while. And Corey and I were talking about show topics and some things that happened on Friday. And on our walk, Chris Dixon and Blakely Aixers, thanks for stopping in. Chris Dixon says, good morning. And Alibaba and Bekel Margarine ads this morning. Mike's Homestead says his favorite animal to eat is pangolin. Bear, cute dog. Thanks for stopping, saying hi. Appreciate that. If you guys want to, are on the vertical feed, you want to head over to the main stream, the main landscape full feed. I got a bunch of commenters that hang out over there every morning. And Pickle Pete says pangolin is yummy, and he got an Expedia ad. anyway. So I've had this topic on the board for a little while, and I haven't really got around to it. And I finally said, yeah, I got to get this one off the list. So you guys, if you've listened to the show at all, in the last 6 months to a year, you know about our yard art, neighbors here, that shuffle up the display out in the front yard. They've had all sorts of controversy back and forth, this and that, with the bar across the street, with the pastor down the road. And it appears that they have a new display coming out. But this isn't about them. This isn't about them. We, Rewilder Life says, the crazy people. Well, some, not the. No, we're not going to use the. We're going to shift directions here. A while back, I did a show, and the title of the show was Sylvia. This show was about when we were walking the dogs, and down the road all of a sudden we thought we were being attacked by a little tiny chihuahua that was running out, and the owner was screaming at the chihuahua, Sylvia, you know, screaming. So this is these are the folks we'll be talking about today. This is not a normal yard art update. And so I'm trying to figure out what the hell is going on in this area. If this is something that I'm missing, I'm not putting the connections together, what the deal is. But anyway, we walk our dogs down the road. Excuse me. We walk our dogs down the road, and there's a big old house down there. I described it. I talked about it when we had the dog walking incident. We walk by every day. And we've been noticing something over the last, what would you say, like 2 months, Corey? Yeah, I would say probably 2 months. There has been a small collection. And this is a big, big old farmhouse. It's got a big, long front porch, covered front porch along the front, you know, with the railing and the spindles and all of that, and the porch and the big, big seats and the swing on the front. And a long time ago, so a long, long time ago, probably like 6 months or more, one mannequin showed up by the door. We were walking by one day, and I look over, and as we're walking by, I couldn't tell if it was a human or a mannequin standing just past the door, just standing there. And so as we walked by and realized that it didn't move at all, and we were like, well, either it's really just a creepy, creepy, creepy person, or it's just standing there really still, or it's a mannequin. We realized it was a mannequin. And for, you know, a few weeks, we walked by back and forth, and that just was there. Like nothing was going on, and we kind of thought it was odd, but, you know, maybe it's home security or something like that. Well, a couple weeks ago, we were walking by, and there were more mannequins. Now, as we walk by, there is, did we count seven last time, I think? Six or seven different mannequins on the porch. Some sitting on the chairs, some standing, some holding small baby, like, skeletons. Can't really see real good up on the porch. I haven't yet to gone up to the door to inquire with what's going on, but there are, like half dozen, Pickle Pete says, are you sure he's not killing folks and mounting them? I don't know, but they do change their clothes. They do change their clothes. Corey and I have gone by and noticed that the clothes have changed. The positions have changed. It's odd, to say the least. It is definitely odd. I'm not sure what exactly is going on and how within, I mean, this is within a half a mile down the road, maybe probably more than a quarter mile, less than a half a mile down the road from another person displaying all sorts of weird mannequins and things. I think I'm missing something. I don't know if there's just a great deal on them around here. If somebody is, if maybe they're acquaintances and they're sharing props, or I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But yeah, it's kind of unsettling. Blakesley Acres says, please tell us you're not drinking the water. It's filtered. It's filtered for sure. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know really what's going on with it. I just kind of roll with it. Jim says, I thought Vincent Price was dead. I just every time we walk by, I just kind of stare. Good morning, Jim, and good morning, Pip, over on Noster Feed. I appreciate you stopping in over there and dropping a comment. Good morning, Robert. Thanks for all the what is going on? Man, the vertical feed, the shorts feed definitely is an interesting place to go back and scroll through the comments when I got done. I think I took some screenshots on Friday, but whoo-ee, it's a different world over there, guys. It is definitely a different world. But Rewilder Life says the people with all the mannequins are a cult. And that is actually one thing, to joke about it, whatever, I don't care. It's just another religion. But we've wondered that. We've wondered if it's a religion thing. But I don't know of any religions that involve mannequins. But I haven't really delved into the fringe religions very much, or the cross cultures. Chris Dixon says it's a different world in Brian shorts. It is definitely a different world in my shorts. Jim says, nah, they're just Tim Burton fans. Could be. I'm excited. There is a new display going up around on the other side that usually has the big old display. They shifted out of their display. They had the red flag display that I've come to learn was for indigenous women trafficking and death or something like that. I don't know. Pickle P says maybe they're decoys for the rapture. I have considered that too, and I've also considered security purposes. Maybe they're hoping that when people drive by, they think that there's actually people on the porch so that they don't burglarize their house or something. I don't know. I've tried to figure it out multiple times. We just walk by and, I'm just confused more and more every day as it goes on. At one point, the one when it was solo by itself by the door had like a reflective vest on, like a safety vest. Hunting vest, something like that. So that was kind of odd. Like I said, some are holding babies. Yeah, it's an odd scene for sure. Jim says, or stay away from the crazies on the corner. Yeah, and I don't know if this is battling mannequins or if they're friendly and they get along and they're in the same boat. So some of them have shrunken heads and some of them are regular. Oh yeah, Corey reminded me just now. Some of them have Some of them have shrunken heads, and some of them have normal heads on the new mannequin display on the second house. So it is definitely something to be seen. I have yet to take any video or pictures of it because I'm not sure what's going on in that house for sure. The other one I get pictures or video of as I slow roll by in the truck in case anything happens, I can get out of there. We're normally walking the dogs by and then we have to turn around and walk back by. So I don't necessarily want to poke the bear on that one quite yet. Pickle Pete says, put out a night cam. Maybe they wake up at midnight and roam the town. I don't know. Maybe it is a party at night. Maybe it is a party at night. Sorry, guys. We got an itch on my leg this morning. Sorry about that. Jim wants me to knock on the door and says, have you heard the word of Jesus? See what happens. Have Corey a video from the road. I've contemplated when we have our cabin built, when we are about to sell the trailer, when we're about to get out of this neighborhood, actually going and trying to interview both folks. Just, yeah, I don't know. It's definitely. Yeah. Rewilder Life says one of my favorite movies as a teen was Mannequin. And Pip's wondering, wasn't there an 80s movie about mannequins moving when no one is around? And I think Rewilder Life said exactly what it was, Mannequin. So it's a different world here, guys. It is definitely a different world. And we're trying to figure out the dynamic there. Chris Dixon. Chris Dixon says, go pose with the mannequin until they come out and ask what the fuck you're doing. Jim says, send them all an invitation to the open house at Delinquent's Gully. We all want to meet them. Should I invite them to work day? Hey folks, come out and put up a mannequin display for work day. Hey Tim, I got folks coming out, they're gonna set up mannequins. For what? I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out. Jeez. Oh man. Yeah, so these are the things that I get to contemplate on a daily basis as I do my normal daily routines. Jim says, make a flyer and tack it to a mannequin. No, I don't need to tag it to the mannequin. I'll just roll it up and put it in their hand like they're holding on to it. I don't know what's going on. Yeah. I haven't really landed on a firm, Hey Jim, good morning over there on the vertical feed. You're everywhere. You're everywhere. I still haven't really landed on a firm decision on what I think's going on. This is something I just can't wrap my head around quite yet. So more to come on it for sure. More to come. But anyway, yeah, more mannequins in the neighborhood. What next on the list? Oh, I'm going to relive this moment and it might get me a little. Chris Dixon says, looks like Jim's GSD blend is kicked in already. It doesn't take long. I'm going to relive this moment for you guys. I'm going to tell you about experience I had at Lowe's on Friday and, it might put me over the edge on a Monday morning. I don't know. We'll see. I got some more physical work to do today, so maybe I'll be able to get the rage out of me from this experience after this, if it happens to trigger me again. Yes, I was triggered. I think it was warranted though. I definitely think it was warranted. So Friday, I did my normal week or my normal Friday grocery run and do laundry. And one of the things I needed to do was go to Lowe's. I had to pick up a couple sheets of foam insulation. I needed to pick up some stakes, some wooden stakes, not to eat, to use in the gray, in the, because Dixon says there should be a support group for Lowe's Home Depot rage. This was a good one. I had to pick up some wooden stakes, you know, marking stakes. And then I got a tamper, a 10 inch tamper, you know, they use like this, like making butter or cream. And then I got a cutting mattock because, you know, I'll talk about digging a hole here in a little bit up at the property. Yeah, there's no rocks here, but there are roots, and that cutting mattock worked really well for picking through the roots. That was a good purchase. I picked that one up on the fly while I was there. But, you know, I walk around, I have my two tools and my stakes in a cart, and I got these 4x8 sheets of I just picked up the half inch foam insulation with the foil on the one side. So it's Pickle Pete says I was picking up wooden stakes in case the mannequins come alive. Maybe. Might have saved a couple and kept them around here instead of taking them out to the property. But I had the two big sheets. Chris Dixon asked me how I use the tamper. So the two big sheets of insulation, not very heavy, a little awkward, but these ones weren't bad. They're pretty flexible. Basically I had the cart and I was holding the pieces of insulation and carrying them along up in the air. And so I go up and I go to the Lowe's Pro account or whatever. So Tim's got a pro account that I just use his number. Sometimes I get a discount, sometimes whatever. We're just keeping track of shit that way. And so I go to the pro desk. I go to the pro desk. And there's no one in line. There's no one in line. There's like 12 employees standing around. And I roll up and this girl starts to walk towards the register and she's talking to another employee. And I'm like, okay, well, she's just going to finish her conversation here and keep going and process my order, ring it up and I'll check out and I'll leave. It was a pleasant trip before that. And so as I get up to the register, she walks behind and she starts putting her code in. She's still talking to this other employee. And from the things I could hear, it appeared that she was a newer employee. Just by the questions she was asking her, things like that. And maybe from a different store, maybe new altogether. But I proceeded to say, hey, how you doing today? And she completely ignored me and kept talking to the other employee. She's standing behind the counter. I'm standing there with the card. I got the two pieces of insulation standing there. And she keeps talking to this other employee. She grabs her little gun and she starts ringing in the stuff in my... There was stuff in the cart. She got her gun. She was ringing it. She's still talking to this other employee. And she literally, the other employee pretty much had the look on her face like, I don't want to be talking to this stupid bitch. And was answering her very shortly. Like, I think you should probably be checking to interact with the guy you're ringing up, paying attention to what you're doing. She's starting to walk away. And the employee with her little portable gun comes on the other side of the cart and starts to follow the employee she's talking to walk away. And there's other employees standing there over against the wall. I don't know if they were like stock shelvers, if it was shift changed, whatever it was. But they're watching her and they're kind of like looking like me, confused. Looking like me, being confused. Hunter says, fixed what? What did you fix? Oh. Oh, God. Here's more. And so I'm like, what the fuck is she doing? She just like walks away in the middle of bringing my things in. Hasn't acknowledged me at all as a customer. And I don't need to be acknowledged by any means. Like if I walked up and somebody didn't say a word to me, head down, rang my shit up and took my card and I just left, perfect. I didn't have to interact with them. But don't talk to another employee while you're trying to work through what I'm doing, as long as you're doing your job right. I mean, if you're talking to the cashier next door, asking them a question or whatever. But gotcha. And so she walks away and keeps following this employee. And the employee turned around that she was following and is kind of looking at her like, and the girl like, oh my God. Like had this moment, like she was like, I think I'm doing something different. I think I'm working on something else. I should probably get back to that. She made it almost to the aisle. I don't know if you've been in Lowe's lately. They have the pro desk and it's at the one end of the store. And then usually by the construction supplies and they have the big wide aisle. And then they have the aisles running perpendicular. She almost made it to an aisle before she stopped and came back. So she had rung in the stuff in my cart. And now she needed to ring in the two sheets of insulation. So I had them. I found Chris Dixon says, I would assume she's done and is free day and started pushing my cart out. I almost did. If there hadn't been like a line of employees by the door, I probably would have just rolled with it. And so she had to get the two things of insulation. And so she starts to walk back and she looks at me and she goes, oh, I gotta find the barcode for these. Like she was walking almost down the aisle so she could find the barcode on my insulation. I was like, they're right there, because I had already found it while she was out on her little talking tour. And so she comes over and she scans them, and I was like, all right, I can deal. I can get over this. This isn't that bad. I can get over this. So she comes back and she comes around to the front of the, like behind the thing, and she goes to ring in the shit that's in the cart again. She picks up the stakes and goes to scan them. And I said, you know, you already scanned those when you were talking to the other fucking employee. She goes, oh yeah. They're here on the screen. Sure are. Sure are. So my blood pressure was boiling just a little bit more. I'm guessing vein started to pulse on my forehead. And so she hits the enter button. She gives me the total. And I said, hey, I need to put my pro account number in. She goes, what's that? I said, you know, it's the number you give, you know, I can give you my phone number and it logs into my pro members account. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm supposed to ask you to do that. I know you are. So I give her the phone number. She asked my name. I give her Tim's name. Because we just use his account. And I'm like, oh, God. Oh, God. And so I got a large gift card that I'm using. And this was not even close to a fraction of the amount that was on the gift card. And so I had my gift card out. I had my receipt in my pocket just in case this girl has problems with it that prints out my new total at the end of every transaction. And so I hand it to her and she's like, oh, I swipe the thing. And she's like, oh, I need it for the PIN number. But before she even said it, she just like snatches it out of my hand. And like, I knew she needed to put the PIN number in. So I was like, are kind of prepared for this. but not even a sir, I need to put the PIN number in. Sir, do you know the PIN number for the card or anything like that? She just rips it out of my hand, and I was like, wait, what? I was already kind of pissed off. And she puts the PIN number in, and then she goes to throw my fucking gift card in the trash. Like it was a one-time user. And I said, you know, I need that back. Why do you need it back? I said, that's none of your fucking business. But there's money left on it. It's not empty. Don't throw it away, please. Oh. So she finished the transaction and she looked at the receipt and she goes, oh wow, there is a lot on there. Excuse me? It's not a lot. Like in the grand scheme of things for a pro desk purchase, the amount on that gift card is not it's a significant amount of money. I wouldn't want to throw it away by any means, but it like for a normal transaction at the pro desk, And so I'm like, all right, I made it through. And you know, I was thinking in the back of my head, please offer me a fucking survey. Have you ever been to Lowe's or Home Depot where you haven't gotten a fucking survey? Where the employee was like, oh, fill out the survey. You could win a $500 gift card or whatever it is every time you go. Every time. Not this time. No offer of a survey. I didn't really look at the receipt because I was so mad. But I'm standing there, and I had walked around the whole store. I shouldn't say I walked around the whole store. I walked down a long aisle with these two. It's two half-inch pieces of foam board. It wasn't heavy. Like, I carried it up to the aisle like this, and she goes, sir. I'm getting ready to leave. Sir. I'm like, yeah. Yeah. I said, what? Do you need to bring your truck up to load your insulation? Nope. She goes, do you need an extra cart to put it on to get it out to your car? Do you need assistance with it out to your vehicle? Nope. Pretty much got it right here in my hand already. I'm all set. I am all set. I'm all set. Chris Dixon says Tim probably got one emailed to him. I should ask him. I got home and I told Corey, I was like, I don't necessarily like being the Karen that calls the store or talks to the manager or any of that shit. But I really think this one might have been warranted. I really think it might have been warranted. And I think it's too late after the fact now. Maybe I'll just send them the audio of the show. I'll just email. I'll email the clip from when I start talking about this till the end. I'll just email it to Lowe's and see what they have to say about it. But I was blown away. I went out and I sat down in the truck and I was just like, did this just happen? Did I just experience what I think I did? Did this, this went down that way, huh? Jim says the tamper demonstration was amazing. Yeah. Pickle P says she'll get pruned. Digger says that I must be telling the story okay, because Digger is feeling stressed for me. Jim says, now that you're calm, is a good time to go back and explain, but she's probably been made manager by now. I'm not driving to Lowe's just to do that, and it'll probably be Friday before I'm back there again, so it'll be a week. I don't even know what her name was. Maybe it's... Chris Dixon says, I'll be like, and then when I went home, I had to demonstrate the tamper. Chris says, send him the tamper demo clip. guys, if you need to put a demo on your website, I can show you how to use the tamper. Oh, Mike's home says, I wonder if I realize I'm the common factor in all these stories. Thanks, Mike. All I was doing was trying to pay for my products and my goods, services. I've been really good. And that's the thing. Like, I used to be really, let's say, especially when I was working as a service tech and I was dealing with gas station cashiers and managers and that on a daily basis, all day, every day, and the public and every, I was very, very, very not patient for stupidity. Like I would really, I got pissed a lot. I had a very high stress level and it didn't take much for me to be irritated and show it. Since we've been on the road, I've really scaled that back. I've really made a conscious effort to understand that it's probably best that these people are not doing brain surgery, that, man, maybe this is their station in life. Maybe they're not, maybe they just, they haven't been trained right. Like I make all the excuses for them just to make my life less stressful. Mike says, after testing out the tamper in the store. Chris Dixon says, I handle stupidity well these days, but I do occasionally just tell people, fuck, you're stupid. Yeah. I mean, so I really tried to step back, and it came with a lot of work of de-stressing myself and really trying to lower my blood pressure and my anxiety. So it's been a conscious effort, and I don't get mad at cashiers very often anymore. I don't get irritated. If I do, I try to keep it inside and not make their day bad. They're just at work. And if their supervisors, like going to Walmart, and that's the problem. I don't go to Walmart anymore. I mean, that's the solution. I don't go to Walmart anymore. Kroger has fantastic employees. The laundromat I go to has really good employees, and Lowe's typically, and even more so at the pro desk, they usually have better employees. So, Pickle P says more grounding, less growling. Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to be a more pleasant person in society. This one, man, every once in a while, I can't do it. I just can't do it. If it had been any one of the three things. Rewilder Life says, we stopped at Dollar General. The manager was wearing full jammies too, and bottom, top and bottoms. Even the Dollar Generals around here, even the Dollar Generals have been fair. I'm not saying great. It's Dollar General. Like, I've really changed my expectations, lowered my expectations of society, and it really made me easier to, it made it easier to go out, I guess. But anyway, yeah, that if any one of those three things had happened, I'd have been okay, or three or more things, but adding them all on top of each other and more, I definitely needed a breather in the truck before before I moved on. that when I was telling Corey about that, we got discussing some things I wanted to share with you guys. And I think I shared it back when it happened, but it's been over a year now, probably like a year and a half. Corey and I had it. Bless you. Corey and I had a, Pickle B says, I wore Inside Out jammies to Wally World last week. Weird. That doesn't surprise me. Chris Dixon says, isn't that a Saturday Night Live skit? Lowered expectations. It might be for sure. There was something, one of the craziest customer service experiences Corey and I've ever dealt with, happened when we were in Texas. We had a gas station we went to. We had the gas station we went to buy our Shiner back, the one that knew us very well, and gave us a discounted beer and this and that and the other thing. Well, across the street from this gas station was another gas station. It was 7-Eleven, rebranded 7-Eleven with like a shell gas station or something in it. It was interesting, but they had really good tamales just in the hot food section thing, little display case. So Corey and I stopped there one day instead of our normal New American beer stop. And so we go and we're waiting in line, and this was in Texas. It must've been in December, January. It was cold. I remember that. And so we get our tamales, we're standing in line, and the cashier, you know, there's like two cashiers behind, and there's like 16 registers up front, and you know, maybe like five, but they had like two open. And one of them, the girl had like a little space heater on the counter because it was cold. And, you know, in Texas, they don't really put heat in the buildings. And even if they do, they don't really turn it on very often. And so she was cold and she had a jacket on, and she was right by the door. And I get it. Like, I'm from Minnesota. I get it when it's cold, how much it sucks that cold air into the store. And she's standing right next to the door. So she had a space heater blowing on her. So nothing really crazy until we got up there and she started ringing us up. And the manager comes over and takes the space heater and puts it on the floor. And she says, I told you, you can't have the space heater on the counter. You can only have it on the floor. And so the employee picks it up and puts it back on the counter. She goes, I'm cold. I'm going to put it on the counter. I'm not going to stand here and work in the cold. And it doesn't work when it's on the floor. My feet aren't cold. My upper body's cold because the wind's blowing across the counter. And the manager looks at her, she takes it and she puts it back on the floor. And she says, no, you can't put it on the counter. We've told you that you can't put it on the counter. And so granted, she's in the middle of ringing up my tamales. And she says, well, fuck you then. I fucking quit. And turned around and walked out. Walked around the corner, screaming at the manager about these working conditions and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, every other thing in the world. And walks around the counter and walks out the front door. And Corey and I are just watching, and we turn around, and she walks out behind the door behind us and right out to her car and got in and left. And we're standing at the counter going, do we put our card in now? Hello? Because the manager, like, took off, standing there, like, bewildered. What the hell happened? The other employees just working along, ringing up the next person. And we're standing there, and the girl had rang in half our shit and just quit. Hello? We're over here. Yeah, finally somebody came over. What's going on here? We're like, I don't know. She rang my shit in, and then I couldn't pay because she quit. I don't know. It's your store. Chris Dixon said again, I would have assumed we were done and left with my shit. they eventually came over and we were able to pay for our tamales and leave. But yeah. That was first for me. I'd never had an employee quit while they were ringing me up. That was definitely a rare occurrence for me. So. What else? This weekend was busy. We got a lot done this weekend. We started test running live stream for the snail tanks. Thanks for everybody that popped in and checked it out and watched for a little while. Again, common denominator is me. It was Corey. Corey was with me that time. Assholes. So we started to mess around with the live stream for the snails. We realized very quickly that the phone we're using, and most phones in general from my research, won't do very well with the infrared light, with the low light, with the infrared light. And that's a problem. The snails are nocturnal. They are more active at night than anything. They do come out during the day. They do come out during the light. And we did get a pretty good solid picture when we were using the ring light with the white light. And Pickle P says snail cam was up last night when I looked. Yeah, we had it up for almost 12 hours yesterday. We had it up for 4 hours the day before and a little bit on Friday night. But to go 24/7, we have some work to do. We have some money to spend, really. Basically, Jim says I've made people cry with my harsh words. I've made more than one person cry with my harsh words. I've made coworkers to cry with my harsh words. Unfortunately, they shouldn't have been such pussies. So we've realized that. What have we figured out so far on the snail feed? We need different cameras. Is the biggest thing, cameras. For what I want to do in the end, it's going to be cameras. But because I don't have a device that has the extra capacity to run that all the time, to get cameras or a new camera to run, I'm also going to need to buy a laptop or a mini PC or some brains of the operation, because obviously I'm not the brains of it. And Corey, she's sweet and she loves animals and everything, but she's not technically, she's not a technical person. And so gonna have to buy a laptop or something to be the brains of the operation. So I've started digging into that. It's not horribly expensive, but need to get some cameras that either work in zero light, which would be really cool if we could get a live feed in the dark that actually show you could see what was going on, or infrared light. I've been digging in. I have kind of figured out which cameras and which setup I want to go with, but we'll do that. We also want to, or I also need to build, Pickle Pete says, why a computer StreamYard on a free account from the phone? Did you listen to what I said about the camera on the phone? Or no? I would love to use the phone. That's what we were using. The camera on the phone doesn't work when we need to have it dark. And the snails come out when it's dark. So that's why. So I also want to build a landing page, because we did. I did pick up tinyarmoredones.com. It is going to be something that we wanted to use in the future when we are ready to sell either pet snails or. Pickle P says, wait, their phones with night mode. Yeah, no shit. Not an iPhone 8 that was left over that I have available. and the picture isn't detailed enough to film a snail in a cage in low light. Don't worry, I tried. It's good. I figured out what I need. And so I also want to put a landing page where I mirror the YouTube when eventually I have the setup that I want. Probably be able to do a direct stream and host my own stream because it isn't very much data. We also need to get music in the background. It's one thing we want to do, and that is not available through what I'm having to do on the phone. I know I can set up another StreamYard account. I don't want to do that. I just don't. I signed up for free StreamLab account, and it was like literally download the app and not sign up for anything and just hit go, which is great. And Pickle Pete says plant choir. Maybe. I don't have the plant music devices. More money. So that's kind of the direction that's going to go with the snail live stream. I saw your question, Pete. The snails can't eat coffee grounds. They can't. The caffeine is toxic to them, and some other issues. So people actually use coffee grounds to deter snails. So that is coming up. So we did mess around a lot with that. It is what it is. It will be better. It will be better when we can go back to the natural light cycles and we don't need to have the ring light on there to either have the ring light on there only during daylight hours, or if we can go to the natural light cycles outside and still have a camera that is detailed enough to be able to see them. They're kind of small. We've had to zoom in on only the food dish. I'm going to do some testing between the vertical and the horizontal feeds. And Pickle Pete says asked to do a video for Plant Choir and get a free one. I've talked to Plant Choir several times. Don't worry, they're not interested. They can't keep them in stock as it is. Jim says there's a helpful tip: coffee grounds repel snails and slugs. Yeah, they take the caffeine in through their mucous membranes, and the it's a toxin to them, and it'll kill them. Actually, it won't kill them. It will kill them, but they're smart enough to once they feel it, they won't go any further. But gonna experiment a little bit with the phone until I have the other stuff in hand. Doing vertical feed on just the food dish and the tunnel behind it. It was kind of cool to watch one of our large snails come out of the food dish and disappear into the tunnel a couple times, come out of the tunnel and like appear and then come and get some food. But then I also want to experiment with some horizontal feeds that have the food in the water dish. Maybe when I can get one camera, I'm hoping to get a couple cameras and have a couple of different feeds, going at the same time and make it like a Zoom meeting or a podcast interview where we have multiple pictures on the same screen. So that is kind of the direction this is going to go. It's interesting. It's fun to watch. I think if we could make sure it was more consistent. Chris Dixon says, I see Jim setting up a coffee ground snail maze. I got to drink more GSD to get more grounds. Got to drink GSD to get more grounds. He's just sitting at the corner. Need more grounds. But I think with multiple cameras, we'll be able to we'll be able to have, I don't want to say more action, but easier time making sure we have snails on camera. We know where a lot of them hang out. And the cameras I'm looking at will probably be able to mount inside the tank. Possibly. Yeah, we'll see. Kind of going through it. It's all a learning experiment. Good morning, John Palmer. How are you? Hopefully everything's going all right in your world. So that's one thing we worked on. Another thing we worked on, Corey and I went out to the cabin site. We did find a snail. Brian found a snail at the cabin site. I was flipping over the logs that I had holding down our tarp that's covering our stuff that's up there until we have a structure. Found a big old snail. He's probably one of the biggest ones we have. And so we held on to him the whole time we were out there working. Corey kept an eye on him, kept him in the cup holder of our folding chair. Jim is excited about the demonstration of the tamper still. but we went out and I paid my penance. I paid my penance that making a bad decision, making a quick decision on how to do the frame, the foundation of the shed, where I didn't think it through very much. I'm fixing that. This is a more well thought out plan, but some of the punishment that I had to go through to do it is I have to dig a hole. I have to move a lot of material to make up for what I did, plus move material to do what I should have done to begin with. And so it was kind of punishing myself. It was actually also an experiment. And as I got started, it turned into a let's make lemonade out of lemons type of situation. And I decided to dig a hole. I decided to dig a hole out there to source material. I could have done it a bunch of different ways. I could have gone, found a couple different spots, some off to the side, some away, grabbed a wheelbarrow, whatever. But I decided that I was just going to dig a pond. Well, I don't know if you call a pond. I don't know if you want to call it a pond. It's going to be right now. The plans are, I'm going to finish out a 10-foot diameter. It's roughly a circle, but about 10-foot diameter in all directions, and probably going to go about 36 inches deep and make it a basin there. It'll work well for the drainage to keep the water away from the shed. And all of that, where I started digging, all of that will, or the majority of it, 3/4 of the sides will drain to that spot, and the other one can drain off to the other side. But that's like 1,700 gallons to fill that up. So what I'm going to do with that, I'm not sure. Whether that's going to be a pond, whether that's going to be the start to some sort of storm shelter, I don't know. But I decided to just dig in the one spot and see what I could do. One thing I was amazed and excited beyond belief is in that digging. So you got to think, I dug throughout the whole foundation of the shed, which was, it's 10 by 12, but I dug 13 by 13, was what I processed. 13 by 13. I don't know. I dug quite a bit there. And then I dug this 10-foot diameter hole, 3 foot deep. Well, right now I'm 2 foot deep. I haven't hit a rock yet. I hit one piece of stone of some sort that I think was probably like an Indian artifact or something that I probably just threw in the woods and didn't even think of it because I was so used to hitting rocks in every shovelful in Minnesota. I haven't hit a rock yet. Not one. Not one fucking rock. Which is exciting for me, very, very exciting. I've hit a bunch of roots, but one of the things I bought at my Lowe's trip that was infuriating was a cutting mattock. It's like a pickaxe. If you don't know what it is, it's like a pickaxe, but instead of the pick on the one end, it's got like an axe blade almost. So it's got the wide blade on the one end, and then on the other end, instead of a pointed pick, it's got like a vertical small axe blade. So basically just picking through roots, no problem, loosening up soil. But hand dug down to 24 inches, 10 inch diameter, no problem, which is very exciting for me for digging the post holes for the cabin, for setting the beams, the post beams. It means that hopefully 10 feet away, 20 feet, 30, 40 feet away on this flat, I'm hoping that this whole flat area we're on is this same makeup of soil. Pickle P says that's called a Polanski. It might be. It is listed officially on the Lowe's site and Home Depot, as I was looking through tools, as a cutting mattock, what they listed as. Industry term, Polanski, maybe. Maybe. I don't know. That's what it's listed as under their descriptions. And so, yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting. I haven't found a rock. I got probably, I would say, 8 to 10, 6 to 8 inches of topsoil. And then it's clay. It's clay mix. I would say clay mix. It's pretty easy to shovel. It gets heavy, but easy to break up and shovel. No problem. No problem whatsoever. I think it'll be good if we can avoid having some weird bedrock structure or something within 40, 50 feet of this hole I'm digging. I'll be very excited. I would gather if the ground consistency, and I'd like to go 36 inches on the post holes, if not further. 36 inches I'd be happy with that. If the soil makeup is the same as it is in this hole I've been digging, I'll dig them by hand. I'll barely probably need a hand auger. Probably. I don't mind digging post holes when I'm not having to pull rocks and boulders and have to move the hole because the boulder's too big to get out of the fucking hole, make the hole six times bigger than it needs to be because you can't move the hole and you need to get the rock out. I don't mind using a post hole digger. Actually find it cathartic. It was just something that you couldn't do in Minnesota other than get the loose material out of the bottom as you dug it out and picked it out with a big old steel bar. So I don't know. I'm excited to what I found. I'm excited that it was easy to dig. So we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Pickle P says rocks and roots suck ass, but I like the glacial tilt. The roots are what they are. The roots are what they are. I'll get a big steel bar with a pick end and a blade, not a blade end, but a chisel end. And between that and the post hole digger and possibly a hand auger, I think we'll be all right. I think we'll be all right. Jim says, Rachel and Jim are talking, and Pickle Pete talking about her packing up boxes and make sure you label them. She's going to put QR codes and color code them. The QR code, and Jim's wondering what app that is. What app do you want to use? Rewild of Life says there's several. I was going to say. That's right. You're old. Never mind. Never mind. Fire up your Apple IIe, play some Oregon Trail, and then we'll help you get your QR set up. Oh, anyway, going to be another trip out today, out to work more on getting the foundation prep. Corey was able to unbox all the parts for the shed, went through everything, made sure all the parts were there, because that is one thing that it says in the listing is, you know, sometimes there's mix-ups. We're more than happy to help you out with them, but make sure you go through and make sure all the parts are there before you start putting it together, because you're going to have to wait for us to ship them if there's anything missing. We went through, verified all the parts were there. We're going to... We're going to prep the screws, because the 600 screws have to have plastic washers put on them all. We brought those home. We'll probably prep those at home instead of doing them on site. And then when I figure out how to have more than one set of hands out there, whether that's Corey or Jamie or somebody else or whoever helps, we will get that shed put together. So my goal here is to finish the prep of the foundation, and it'll be great. So, Jim says, I'm wearing my fountain QR code. I know how to make one with Bitly. Just curious. Use QR Monkey. QR Monkey. Is that the one I use? QR code monkey, excuse me. Here, Jim, I'll send this in the chat. This is the one I use to make my QRs. You can change all sorts of shit. You can put logos, you can put whatever you want. So check that out. Hunter says, do you know when QSRF tickets come out on presale? They are already on presale. I can't even go down that road. It's Hunter says, when does the presale stop? It might have already. Early bird might have ended. I can reach out to Nicole and ask her, Hunter. I'll shoot her a message here after the show and let you know. Anyway, it's 8 after here. I got to wrap things up. I got a busy day out, shoveling more, making my, oh, okay. Hunter's going to get on Zello and ask. Sounds good. Sounds good, buddy. Anyway, I'm going to I'm going to wrap it up here. I'm going to go out, dig some soil, and make a pond, and get ready to build our first structure out there. And as the more I work on this, the more energy and frustration and everything that goes into this, I really feel like this is probably going to be the most dicking around project that we have. For the whole cabin build. It's reassuring the reasons that I've used to make the decision of what type of structure we're going to build, how we're going to build it, and everything. This shed was an afterthought. This shed was a freebie. This shed probably shouldn't be where it is, and I'm trying to make it work, and I've made some bad decisions, and I've realized that, and it also just reconfirms the decisions I've made on the stuff that I've been designing myself. So it is what it is. It is what it was. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. We'll get it up and it'll be there, and it'll be a satisfactory project when it's complete. So anyway, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I am going to wrap things up. I appreciate everyone listening. If you enjoyed the show, please, it's always free to hit that like share, and subscribe. To return value for value, please consider joining one of the YouTube membership tiers or listening on any value for value platform like Podverse or Fountain.fm. You can visit thecomfreyroots.com. Use coupon code SHARETHELOVE to get a 2-for-1 2-for-1 package in the mail. You can hand one out to a friend, a neighbor, a church goer, somebody at the grocery store, or keep it for yourself and double your how much you plant. Whatever, it doesn't matter to us. Comfreyroots.com, or you can go to lotsproject.com and find out all sorts of other information about me, discount codes, partner companies, affiliate links, and the such, product reviews, and a ton more of other information. It's Monday. Let's rock and roll. Get shit done. Everybody's flying already this morning. So keep it up. Get shit done today, and we will catch up with you tomorrow.